From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Foreign ministers from 20 nations meeting in Vancouver about North Korea say sanctions pressure must continue against the country until it abandons its nuclear weapons program. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson.
North Korea is just one of many security issues in which the United States knows we can rely on our neighbor and friend Canada for close alignment. Also want to recognize Foreign Minister Kane, the Republic of Korea, and Foreign Minister Kono, and thank them for joining us as well. As allies, their nations have been at the center of the maximum pressure campaign against the DPRK, and our lockstep coordination with them will continue. The United States extends its appreciation to all nations here for their efforts to date in the pressure campaign.
Tillerson urged China and Russia, which were not invited to the meeting, to fully implement United Nations sanctions against North Korea. Pope Francis expressed his pain and shame over Chile's sexual abuse scandal on Tuesday.
No puedo dejar de manifestar el dolor.
These were his first comments in Chile on a crisis that has scarred the Roman Catholic Church's credibility in the country. He asked for forgiveness and promised to make every effort to support the victims and ensure that such things don't happen again. The Pope spoke in the presence of President Michelle Bachelet, other Chilean officials, and foreign diplomats. The Latin America's first pope did not mention the name of Chile's most infamous pedophile priest, Reverend Fernando Caradima, who was punished to a lifetime of penance and prayer for sexually abusing children. This is VOA News. President Trump's former chief